Welcome to Tarati Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esti Kimchi, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yehoshua Perek Tes Zayin 16. Quick recap of what we learned yesterday in Yehoshua Perek 15. We heard about the division of Eretz Yisrael that started with the tribe of Yehuda. Kalev was given Hebron, and Kalev then announced that whoever is able to conquer the land, the city of Devir, Kiryas Sefer, will get his daughter Achsa as a wife. Asniel ben Kenaz, Kalev's brother, is going to step forward and conquer this land and receive Achsa as his wife. And Navi is going to then list all of the boundaries and borders of the land of the tribe of Yehuda. And the Perek had concluded by reminding us that the Yevusi were not driven out of the land. So far, we've been told the portions belonging to Reuven, God, and half of Manasseh. In the last Perek, we received a very detailed explanation of Yehuda's Nachala. The next five parakim are all going to go into detail, assigning the Nachalos to all of the different tribes. And this Perek, Tes Zayin, is going to begin by telling us which tribe inherits next. Pasuk Aleph, Vayete HaGorel Livne Yosef. And it's going to be, after they cast the lots, it's going to be the tribe of Yosef who's going to receive their Nachala next, which stretches Miyardin Yericho, from Yericho by the Yardin, Lemei Yericho, by the waters of Yericho, Mizracha, we're going to go eastwards, Hamidbar, through the desert, Ole Miyericho, we're going to go upwards into the hill country from Yericho, Bahar Beis El, and we're going to come out in the mountains by Beis El. Okay, before we focus and describe the boundaries, because they are quite complex, and then we'll see there are a lot of opinions in Chazal as to exactly how to understand these boundaries, it's important to discuss why Yosef, which we'll see is going to be divided into Ephraim and Manasseh, receive their portions next. We are all too familiar with the roles of Yehuda and Yosef. Both of them are leaders. Yosef is singled out, as we know, by Yaakov to receive the extra love, the kusonis pasim. But it's Yehuda who the brothers look up to as their leader. But it's Yosef who becomes a viceroy of Mitzrayim and holds a leadership position and is the catalyst for his family to come down to Mitzrayim. But it'll be Nachshon from the tribe of Yehuda who will take the lead role at Kriyas Yamsuf, showing B'nai Yisrael how to trust Hashem across the Yamsuf. It will be Yehoshua now from the tribe of Ephraim who leads us as the first leader in the land. But it will be David from the tribe of Yehuda, who stabilizes us as a nation and is the Melech Chai V'Kayam, who we all look up to. Shlomo, the son of David HaMelech from Yehuda, will lead us next building the Beis HaMikdash. And after his death, we know that the kingdom splits into two, the northern kingdom under Yeravam ben Nevat from Ephraim, Yosef, and the southern kingdom, Rechavam, son of Shlomo from Yehuda. So there's no question that these two tribes play a very prominent leadership role, and they're often at loggerheads. The most famous moment, of course, in Parshas Vayigash, when Yehuda and Yosef, and of course at that point Yehuda did not know it was Yosef standing in front of him, but these two men stand facing each other. The pasuk tells us, Vayigash elav Yehuda, and Yehuda drew near to him. And the Baal HaTurim says over there, if you take the last letters of Vayigash, Shin, Elov, Vov, Yehuda, He, Yehuda was saying to Yosef, Ani Shavelacha, I am equal to you. Shekmosha Atamelech Gamani Melech, just like you, Yosef, are a king, I am also a king. And the Baal HaTurim there quotes a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Ki hine hamelachim noadu. Tehillim Perek Memches Pasuk Hei, that when two kings joined forces and advanced together, Pasuk Vav, Hei Marau Kein Tamahu Nivhalu Nechpazu, at the mere sight of this, people are stunned, terrified, and they panic. Says the Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, what does it mean when two kings come together, when two forces face off each other? Ze Yehuda v'Yosef ivru yachdav. This is referring to Yehuda and Yosef when they stood opposite each other. And the Medrash there goes on to describe how terrified the other tribes felt as they watched these two enormously powerful men, leaders, each in their own right, standing and facing off each other. And the Medrash concludes with the words, Omru, they said to each other, Malachim madayanim, elu im elu, these two leaders, these kings are discussing and interfacing with each other. Anumach batlanu, you know, we better get out of the way. What is this to us? So we see throughout history, we're going to have a Yehuda and a Yosef. and it is not going to be simple. But in Sefer Yechezkel, Perek Lamed Zayin, we hear the most beautiful nevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yechezkel, V'ata ben adam kach lach eitz achad uchtov alav liYehuda v'livnei Yisrael, chivru o lakach eitz achad uchtov alav liYosef eitz Ephraim v'chol beis Yisrael chivru. Take two sticks, write on one of them Yehuda and Yosef and Yisrael, and on another stick write on it Yosef and Ephraim. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'karavo sam echad el echad lecha le'etz echad v'ayu lechadim b'yadecha. Take these two sticks and hold them as one in your hand. Let them become one. And if anyone asks you, Pasuk Yuches, what are you doing? Tell them, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pasuk Yutes, Daber eilehem ko amar Hashem Elokim. So says Hashem, Ani lokech et etz yotzev asher b'yad Ephraim v'shivtei Yisrael. I'm taking the tribe of Yosef, Ephraim, and Yisrael in one hand, and I'm taking Yehuda in the other hand, and I'm drawing them out together, and I'm turning them into one. There will become a point in Jewish history, in the future, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the nation that split under the leadership of Yosef and under the leadership of Yehuda will one day go back to being one entity. And Yeshaya HaNavi also shares a beautiful nevuah. Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'sara kinas Ephraim, V'tzorei Yehuda. Then Ephraim's envy shall cease, and the harassment of Yehuda will end. Lo yikane es Yehuda, V'Yehuda lo yatzar es Ephraim. There will become a time where Ephraim will no longer envy Yehuda, and Yehuda will no longer harass Ephraim. Says Rashi on this pasuk, Ephraim lo yikanes Yehuda. What time period are we talking about? Where there'll be no jealousy and no envy, no difficulty and strife between these two tribes. This, says Rashi, is a reference to Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Eventually we'll come to a period which will be led first by Mashiach ben Yosef from the tribe of Yosef, and then a Mashiach ben David, a Mashiach from the tribe of David. And when that time period comes, Klal Yisrael will once again go back to being one unit. So there are going to be long periods in Jewish history where Yehuda and Yosef are going to draw very far apart from each other. But right now, we are going to be given the Nachala of Yehuda, or rather the tribe of Yosef. And we're going to see that really these two Nachalas of Yehuda and Yosef are very close to by each other. There is a small buffer in between, which will become the portion of Binyamin. The borders, we said, are quite hard to understand. And roughly, there are three main belts going east-west across Eretz Yisrael. Yehuda's Nachala is the lower belt. Above him, there's going to be the stretch of land, which is sort of divided between Binyamin in the east and Dan, which is more to the west towards the Mediterranean side. And above that, there's this large belt, again, east-west, that's going to be split between Ephraim and Manasseh. Ephraim will take the lower section, and Manasseh, or rather half of Manasseh, is going to take the upper half of the Nachala. The Abarbanel actually has a beautiful explanation why Yehuda and Yosef inherited first. He says, of all the people that left Mitzrayim, there were only two men left alive from that generation, Kalev and Yehoshua. And these two men deserve that their tribes receive their Nachalas first. So Kalev from the tribe of Yehuda received first, and now it's Yehoshua from the tribe of Ephraim or Yosef that's going to receive next. If you actually look in Sefer Bereishis at Yaakov blessing his children before he dies, after he gives a bracha to Ephraim and Manasseh, Yaakov calls over to Yosef and says, Vayomer Yisrael al Yosef, hinei anochi meis, I'm about to die, v'haya Elokim imachem, Shem should be with you, v'heshiv eschem el eretz aboseichem, and he will return you eventually to the land of your ancestors. V'ani nasati lecha shchem echad al achecha, now I'm going to give you one extra portion over and above what your brothers get. And it's a portion, it's a portion that I wrestled away from the Emori with my sword and bow, reference to Yaakov's tefillah. And Rashi there says, what does Yaakov mean by Shechem Echad? Yaakov there meant, according to Rashi, Shechem, the actual city. And he says, this within your portion, which is you're going to get this additional city, over and above what your brothers are going to receive. So the tribe of Yosef already knew that the city of Shechem would lie in their territory. And we are going to see, not in this parak, but in the next parak, when we hear about the borders between Ephraim and Manasseh, we're going to see that Shechem is going to lie on the border between the two of them. So Pasuk Beis, the border is going to go mi Beis El, Luzah, from Beis El. We said the border has already gone from Yericho, from Me Yericho, up through the desert, through the mountains to Beis El. Now it goes to Luzah, and from there it goes past the border with the Arki, over to Atarot, and then it goes downwards, Yama, westwards, all the way past Beit Horon Tachton, lower Beit Horon, coming past Gezer. Gezer, we've spoken about previously, was this very, very important, very strategically located city lying on a very important major highway. And from there, the border is going to go all the way west out to the Mediterranean. So in terms of sort of today, again, it can't give 100% accurately, but if you're familiar with Route 443, the second part of the border over here follows Route 443. This is the southern border of the tribe of Yosef. And again, most of this is the northern border of Binyamin. Pasuk Dalet, we're now told, Ve'yinachlu b'nei Yosef Menashe ve'Ephraim, that the portion of Yosef is going to be divided into Menashe and Ephraim. If you note, we actually only were given the lower border, the southern border of the tribe of Yosef. We don't actually hear yet the northern border. The Me'am Lo'ez points out that if you see this pasuk, Yehoshua wrote, V'yinachlu b'nei Yosef Menashe ve'Ephraim. We're going to divide it out to Menashe and Ephraim. Now we know that Ephraim is now going to receive the border and not Menashe. Why did Yehoshua write it like that? Says the Me'am Lo'ez, first of all, Menashe was older than Ephraim, but also it came from a place of humility. Yehoshua comes from the tribe of Ephraim, didn't want to write his name or his tribe first, even though they were going to be the next tribe to inherit. The borders from Pasuk Vav through Zion and Ches and Tess are quite complicated. I mean, it really requires sitting with a Navi and a map open to make sense and understand exactly how the borders work. But I just want to point out one Pasuk, or rather one a name of one city that comes up. And that is in Pasuk Hey, we're told the Nasav Hagvul Mizracha, the border turns eastwards and it passes by Ta'anat Shiloh, a city called Ta'anat Shiloh. The Gemara Yerushalmi Megillah identifies this city, Ta'anat Shiloh, as a city of Shiloh itself. So this parak, we're going to lay out the borders of Yosef, and we're going to prepare ourselves for the next stage of Kibush Ha'aretz, where the rest of the tribe will receive their portions. But this will actually only happen after we establish the Mishkan in Shiloh. So here we are already being given hints to the city of Shiloh. The Perek ends in Pasuk Tes by telling us, Yud by telling us, V'lo horishu es ha-kanani ha-yoshev begezer. They never actually quite got rid of the Canaanites who lived in Gezer, Vayeshav HaKanani Bekerav Ephraim Ad Hayom Hazeh. And these Canaanites remained dwelling with the Bnei Ephraim up until today. And in the next coming prakim, we're going to understand what it means to still live or to still have Canaanites living amongst the tribes. How and is this at all possible? Thank you for learning this parak together with me. Sefer Yehoshua is dedicated by Nina and Chaim Schenke, in memory of our dear grandmothers, Miriam Schenke, Rachel Freeman, Teresa Schreiber, and Bella Oppenheimer, Aleah Nashalon. Neshot Chayil, who lived with the utmost commitment to Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, despite the physical and spiritual challenges they faced living in the United States, Israel, or Europe. May their example continue to inspire our families and the family of Klal Yisrael. I wish everyone a wonderful day.